Let's extend the metaphor, please.
Now, look, you have this now. You have to extend the metaphor.
Please.
Is that thing on?
Thank you.
There's not too much tape on
there. No, you've got to extend the metaphor, for example, so that instead of being... Because you've got this... analogy of having to be on the needle, right, which presents a little problem.
It's realization, too.
Right, okay, yeah, that can be used at one point. All right, now then, you've also got the problem of only being able to function in the groove that they're in. Instead of, for example, starting the record with the little voices, "Hi there, this is the Fire Sign Theater, and we live in the grooves of our record."
Kids.
"I'd like to introduce you, kids." Yeah, "I'd like to introduce you to Peter." "Hi. And this is Phil." "Hi." "Well, that's the other Phil." The other Phil is "Hi."
"Hi." "Oh, I'm sorry, right. You go first."
"No, that's
hi.
I'm I'm David, and I usually play the announcer." So
hi.
That's what I'm doing now.
"Hi."
"Now,
hi."
"Hi." "Now, because we live in the grooves of this record, we'd like to demonstrate for you what a fun time it is down here. So we're going to play a few things that have been made available to us." Now here's where the metaphor extends. They've got to be able to create the sound in the grooves.
Yes, of anything.
So actually, you see, they are in front of the needle, running in front of the needle at all times, at great speed. You dig?
Writing
making what is coming up. You see,
yeah,
it's really
craftsmanship.
Split-second decision.
But at the same time, how can we be heard if the needle is not us?
Yes. So we're one step ahead.
One step.
You cannot be two places at once if you're not anywhere at all.
Write that down.
How can you be in two
places at once if you're not anywhere at all? Thank you. Now, as we continue, so we'd like to show you our versatility by playing you a few things, which we explain this, Dig, that we mine it out. We'd like to show you our versatility by very quickly now doing a major symphony for you, and then we go boom, da-dum, boom. Now that took us a comparatively long time because of the piccolo parts, which are very high up the wall, and we've really got to see because we're
Phil stands on Bill's shoulders
little.
To get those.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Now we'd like to play for you, and we can put in a whole sequence of collaged sounds. Not in the.
Wait a minute. We should be doing all this at a dead run.
Of course.
Running off, right?
Just like
men.
Running in the groove, and where our hands are touching, things are happening out of them.
No, I was thinking of doing it with sort of a grooving machine, which had like a sharp edge, a variable edge, and as you ran, you sort of played it like a gigantic accordion, changing right or harp.
No, of course not.
They're like
they're
variegated.
They've
got
they're ridged this way,
right?
And ridged this way, going around the thing. They also are at a slight.
They're very moving.
Yes.
They're kind of like.
This is an absolutely brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, you can get a picture of that stuff. You can see what it looks like. They're blow ups of the ridges of records, which should be very easy to get.
Now turn us over.
Columbia. What's Columbia's number?
Now turn us over, and we're going to quick pop through the hole in the middle of the record and race to the outside. So give us enough time to get through the hole of the record and all the way across the surface.
Do it when you hear the sound. When you hear the sound, turn over the record, and that should give us enough time to get into the other side.
Right.
Well, you know what we should do?
And then we turn the record over. We turn the record over, and at the start, you know, it goes...
Yeah.
Oh, well, it took a little longer than we thought. It's this, right?
Gary Usher's,
Yeah, right, there are all sorts of things. Wait a minute, David.
What?
Wait a minute. At the end of every side, we put on tape. Before it ever goes into the real one.
You mean a vocally made one or a...
Yeah, right. You make the sound of what it's going to sound like.
And you know what you could start the record out with on the other side? The sound of a record changer.
I was thinking of that.
Putting a record down and going
through
that...
But the real sound. The real sound.
The real sound.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's brilliant.
Well,
we've got it on tape.
We're
okay.
This is Philip
Proctor. Oh, yes. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm dying with heartburn.
We...
Stranger quest, or maybe you can help me. I want to record a close-up picture of the grooves of a record. Or some technical...
I've got to go with this. Is any Alka-Seltzer? Or something like it.
Heartburn?
Alka-Seltzer.
The
record
check
one
do that
puts out
things.
It'd be so wonderful to just be able to
connect it with that sort of art project.
The human body is not made for comedy.
I think the title of the album should be... How can you be two places at once if you're not anywhere?
Yeah, well, those are the technical people.
It's too long.
Okay,
yes,
no, I don't think so. I think the long title is Groovy, Waiting for the Electrician or Someone Like Him. Never stop.
Yeah, but everybody calls it Waiting for the Electrician.
Groovy, how can you be two places at once if you're not anywhere at all?
Well, it's something to consider, but it doesn't strike me as a...
Hello, this is Phil Proctor. I'm a member of the...
As a title.
And I'm curious, I'm trying to get hold of a...
Did you hear about our Dada song? You heard the Dada song?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And we can get rid of this. I mean, we can use this.
We can use the Dada.
Or we can use its substitute, which is the ring-a-ding-ding.
We should do that. We should do it. We can fool them more than once, man.
I know.
Do you have any ideas?
She...
New York apartment or something like that.
We can put them on. We know how to put people on. Just stop for a second. So, just stop and just say no.
I think this whole metaphor should just last for one side of a record. I think we've got enough things to do, and then we do an electrician on side two. We do a full side, fully produced, because David said, and who's heard that record 20 times, I said a very interesting thing. He said, there's no other record like it. He said, it isn't really funny.
It's hard to get a picture of a groove.
Yeah. And I said, no, it's not really funny. That's the thing. We got away with a comedy piece with two laughs in it.
What? Our record?
No, on the electrician side, there are only two laughs, really big laughs. I've never heard anybody laugh more than twice during that. They go, oh, wow.
Yeah, they laugh at tapping the line.
Right.
And they laugh at... What else?
The old man, leather thighs, generally gets a laugh somewhere around in there.
My experience with the record has been different. There's been a lot of laughing.
I get kind of like that. Oh wow,
yeah.
Kind of responses. Anyway, I think one side could be made up of this sort of thing, and on the other side we could create them an electrician kind of piece, a full-length piece. And then I think we should plump very hard for a 45 with the Fire Sign Theater sound library on one side, sound effects library on one side, and the Fire Sign Theater laughing record on the other side. I think that would make such a great bonus.
Or something like it. I think it might even be possible to pull out some musical pieces for the other side, or to incorporate in it. Rather than just sound effects.
I don't think we can bring the whole thing off strictly on the subject of sound effects, but as a lead off.
No, something like The Hun. We should discuss a song. See, now this one, the one thing, the
people should be called over to watch.
Huh?
Say, if you do not believe us, merely walk over right now and look at where the needle is. Now try to look directly in front of the needle. You see us? Can you see us?
Hi there, I can see you.
We can see you. You sure are big. You
sure are big.
And we're running away!
This is all children's record.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, it'd be...
And the pattern...
And now, no, you do this toward the end of the record. Now that you've got them there watching. And you say, now watch. Now comes the scary part. As we go out into the... inside of the thing, you know, and we've got, like, you can make the grooves go really wide.
Yeah, big wide spiral.
Like that. See, now what should we go? Now we're crawling through, and we're going to make a dash for it over that smooth, slippery thing in the middle there.
And we got to get,
and we gotta get
the
through the hole
before it gets us.
Here we go. And the record's over.
Right.
something
that's,
like that.
That's
the whole race at the end of the record.
Remember, the scene will lift up. The record will lift up. Records don't go all the way into the groove.
No, 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 but they have to leap out of the groove at,
before
at the
it
end
goes up.
And make it through the hole.
I know. Think of the precision timing that we'll need.
Yes,
just
before
it goes
up.
They
want
to
make
it
blow their minds.
Yeah.
See, just before it lifts. So there it goes, because it doesn't, it can't crush them. It lifts.
Yeah, right.
They make it. Well, they make it every time.
They'll make it every time.
Or it's Hollywood.
They have to make it. Yeah.
Which way to Hollywood?
Unless, but this is how the record ends.
Yeah.
See, you come back to that thing somehow.
This side starts, by the way, with the sound effect of the...
Running?
Of a record changer going through the whole click.
Oh, that's excellent.
Click.
Excellent.
Click.
And a needle being put down and us saying, hello.
Click.
Hello, right, right.
Hello.
Right.
But actually, the record's been playing for 5 seconds.
Right, yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's a mind blow.
But they won't
at
even
the
know
end,
because you go by
at
those
the
sounds.
End,
right.
It's well recorded.
It's suddenly revealed that, wait a minute, we can't be going before the needle because we... are
on the
yes,
that's the way it is. We've got it, gentlemen.
We're
outdone the goons.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What an incredible fantasy.
Yeah.
And record groove world.
Everything's
all
you
clean
can
and
that,
shiny,
hey, man.
Yeah,
you
right.
can deal with that
black
in many
ebony.
Different ways. As a children's record, which is all funny fun, as a technical record, you know, Educational Films presents the recording industry, as a Columbia things, you know,
right.
The money spent for the most part of the groove is spent on the upper part. As you'll see, it's shiny there, you know, all these different head attitudes of expressing why we're there.
But they're all done with the four of us recording in the studio like
right.
this. Right.
Well,
when
no,
we're
that's,
going through
that's,
all the lines and everything. No, you're just
no that's when you that's when you hear us, because otherwise we're creating it.
That's what I mean.
Ahead of us.
Yes, when it's us.
Yeah,
remember,
when
we don't have to always show that because we are what we think we are.
No,
that's
no.
The, you know, I mean, we don't have to always show that. We can
we can always have footsteps.
As a matter of fact, that's
now we have something very complicated to tell you now. So instead of telling you live, we'll put it on the wall.
That's right. When we're showing off, you run to go from 33 to 45 to demonstrate fast speed. Except that you can. What would be happening is this: as you go faster.
Right.
And then they have to play that section at 45.
Right. Right.
When you run to get ahead, you get
33.
Now, if you play this at 33 and a third...
Well, then it would sound, if you played back at 45, even faster.
But if you were talking like this, from 33 to
45, it'd be a normal rate of speech. See, so you're running ahead. I'm actually running ahead now, and you've caught up with me.
Right.
But you're playing the record at the right speed.
Oh, you mean you want it to record at 45?
You, kid, now you've caught up with me. I was running, and somehow it slowed me down. Because we're going 45 from 33. That's faster or slower, is it? It's faster. So you have to go slower to go faster.
Oh!
Isn't this a fun world?
And then go into a hole.
Now watch
it
what
could
happens when
start
we
out
to
as
a
children.
Frightening, isn't it, kids? I sound like a monster again.
Yeah.
It's still me.
Only then the format of the record now changes to an educational film.
Right, right.
Or a language record, or any other kind of form that it could go into. Or our trip to Beaver Valley. And now the Fireside Theater.
Does it bother
theater.
Anybody if it doesn't this
morning? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't bother anybody.
Now the Fireside Theater
no.
Is going
no.
is gonna bring you another example of our talent. Gunderson's Furniture. See, it could be
squeaky voices, even through all that.
Wonderful.
You can hear little
There's
voices way over down here. You can hear little voices.
And
those
are
the little voices. They're saying, how's it going,
radio,
Peter?
Radio drift suddenly coming in, right? As though suddenly they're listening to a radio. Just have a radio program drift in very, very quietly underneath and then drift out again. You know, out doing Simon and Garfunkel. Because he doesn't have any significance, but it can have tremendous significance. Or interrupt the record with a bulletin.
No, I don't like to do that.
Too scary, huh?
It's not that. It's not the groove world, unless you want to figure out a way to do it, which is out to one of the tools you have is you can run, put your hand against the
envelope. Because remember, the bulletin is the same every time.
But what I'm also playing with is this, the idea of the AM-FM stereo tuner, tape deck, you know, the whole hi-fi world thing. And a demonstration of the hi-fi world. You say, and your machine, the whether we're really grooving or not depends on your machine. Some people have machines with built-in AM-FM radios. Let's turn it on and see.